Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
I'm delighted to introduce a very special guest this afternoon. I've got Dana Malecki with me. Dana, you run the Positive Living Group on the Isle of Wight. And we're here to talk about beating the winter blues.
Yeah. Hello, Caroline. Lovely to be back on the radio. And by the way, thank you for inviting me back again. We're here to talk about trying to beat the winter blues, if there is such a thing. But, you know, a lot of people do suffer from the syndrome, SAD, and get a bit low and depressed, particularly at this time of year, because we've had a period of such huge abundance. And then there's the aftermath, isn't there? And you sort of come down with a great thump. And inevitably, we're human beings. We do have these emotions. We do have these feelings. So, yep, we get winter blues.
And I think a lot of it is about acknowledging the fact that you don't feel brilliant. I mean, I've lost count of the number of people that have said to me recently, oh, I don't like this time of year, or I struggle at this time of year, which makes me feel a little bit worried. If they say they struggle, what does that mean? You struggle to get out of bed in the morning, you struggle to smile, you struggle to have the same energy. It worries me when
I'm sure it does. I think it worries a lot of people, and it's exactly that. It could be, for some people, they can't get out of bed, some people they can't leave the house, some people they don't want to eat, or some people eat too much, you know, and so on. It can't, we're all different, Caroline, so you know, we interpret it in different ways. But yes, it is worrying, because it could, and I'm not saying it is, but it could be the first steps to some kind of depression. And obviously, if it goes on for a long period of time, as we were talking earlier, you know, whatever that period of time is, it should be discussed with a professional. But I think a lot of people don't want to admit that it's happening to them. But come on, we all feel better when we go to Spain for a holiday, or the sunshine does come out here in this country, or whatever we choose to do. The sunshine does make us feel better, doesn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely. So a word for anybody who is listening, if you've been suffering from very, very serious bad mood, the black dog, whatever you want to call it, and that's been going on for 6 weeks, go and see your doctor. I think that's got to be the first message, really. If you're like a lot of us, and you just don't like this time of year, we're going to be talking through some ideas and some ways that you can pull yourself round. One of the things that I noticed, it's about 10 weeks until the clocks go forward, and that's always a great day for me. I love it when clocks go forward. I feel like having a party, because we get lighter nights and we know that spring is on the way. So there's a positive thought to start the show.
Definitely.
We'll have a little bit more music from Crosby, Stills and Nash, and we'll talk a little bit more. Music from the 70s, it's Crosby, Stills and Nash, and that's a song called Marrakesh Express. And I asked on Facebook for people to come up with suggestions of the ways that they use to make themselves feel better. And Olive Light from Bembridge suggested Nordic walking. Which is not something I've ever tried before, but you said you tried that, Dana.
Yeah, I do it. Yeah, absolutely. But again, when I'm motivated to get out there, when it's raining, I don't get the walking sticks out, that's for sure.
So that's the one with the sticks?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it was derived from the Nordic regions, when they're obviously in the snow, they have to walk across snow where there's flatlands and so forth. And then when the snows melt, they wanted to continue that exercise, because it's extremely difficult walking across snow on the flat rather than skiing down.
Yes,
I should have said they're on skis when they do it. Because they found it a really good workout, they then moved it on to when the snows melted, they would walk it, but walk it with the sticks. At least that's what I understand it came from.
Okay.
But it's very similar. And I know for a fact, when I'm out on the beach or walking on the Dover or somewhere like that, there's always going to be one bright spark that says to me, you know, there's no snow around.
No, really?
You know, so yeah, it comes from literally ski walking. Yeah.
I mean, everybody that responded on Facebook, well, the majority of them suggested either getting out in the fresh air,
yeah,
or some sort of exercise,
yeah.
Somebody else said salsa dancing.
Yeah, fabulous. I've done that as well when I was back in Berkshire. Used to love salsa dancing, yeah.
I mean, we're quite spoilt, really, in Ryde, because we've got a fantastic beach at Apley.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a bit like me and you like a cup of coffee or a slice of cake, you can almost kind of set a walk where you walk along the beach and then you stop at.
Definitely.
There's Del Cafe and there's the boathouse as well, which kind of livens up the walk.
And it does, yeah. And you know what? Even if you do it on your own, which I do, to be honest, I walk alone. Apparently, occasionally I borrow my son's dog if I can, but I walk alone. And it's really nice. I start off, funny enough, in by the boathouse, and then I walk all the way through Apley into Ryde and so forth, and stop for a cup of tea or a coffee, and you get talking to people, you see people on the beach. There's nothing quite like fresh air and exercise, because what it does is changes the energy. So if you've been indoors a lot working or just simply being at home, you find that your energy becomes quite flat and it sort of shrinks. It literally does. Your aura starts to shrink in. So you need stimulus to lift it out again. So getting out on the beach is fantastic for your metaphysical energies. Yeah.
And definitely. One of the things I love about the boathouse as well, it has free newspapers.
Oh,
so you can sit and read the paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's quite a relaxing atmosphere in there as well. So you've done your walk. You go read the paper, have a drink, and then walk back.
And you know, one of the beautiful things about the island, not just here on the east where we walk because we live this way, but all over the island, we have the most amazing little entrepreneurial cafes. They're all independent and they all have wonderful homemade cakes. So even if you're not a big cake eater, you know, occasionally when you're walking, you know, I suggest you indulge yourself. It's a good idea. And what can be more fun, even if you're on your own?
I know.
Say you do get to talk to people.
You do get to talk to people.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like having a dog for getting to talk to people, because people always want to know what sort of dog it is, how old it is.
Yeah.
Right, let's hear from Taylor Swift and we'll carry on the conversation.
Gorgeous.
Technotronic, that came to a very abrupt ending, didn't it? And that was a track called This Beat is Technotronic. And I'm here with Dana Malecki. We're talking all about how you can make yourself better, or feel better, improve your mood. And a word that you use is self-care and self-help. And those are phrases that I've got to know probably over the last couple of years, because they seem to be, instead of sort of the positive thinking, it's more about looking after yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
In a way that's appropriate to you as well. Would you agree?
Yes, I do. Because self-care should come first, not in a selfish, egotistical way. But if you can take care of yourself, then obviously you're there to help others. So, you know, a mother with small children, for instance, who's running herself ragged, if she doesn't look after herself, she's not there for her little children, is she? So, yeah, self-care is extremely important. But then, you know, if you're feeling low and down and you're feeling that it's really difficult to be motivated, sometimes it's just about reaching out to other people and helping them in small ways. You know, baby steps. It's not about, you don't necessarily have to volunteer to do something if that's not your bag or you haven't got the time, but just small gestures. And I had a lovely story this morning I wanted to just share with you, Caroline, because I just noticed on Facebook a friend of mine had posted up a photograph of where she was collecting rubbish off Bembridge Beach, and she was just making amusing jokes about the kind of things she found, like a Tupperware box full of tea bags. And we've had some really stormy weather, so some all sorts of stuff being swept up on the beach.
I love looking at some of the things.
Yeah.
Massive picnic bench that was on the beach in Ryde. I don't know.
Really? It just arrived?
I don't know if it had been washed up or if somebody had put it there, but it was on its side. And I mean, there's been a wooden boat, all sorts of things, but it's interesting.
Well, what my friend, her name is Sandra Pilo, what Sandra was doing is she takes bags down with her regularly, and when she's walking, she clears the beach of any rubbish she sees. Well, obviously not the whole beach, but she does what she can. And she just posted a picture up, not so much about sort of showing off about what she was doing, but just the amusing things she'd found. And I think that's an amazing thing. And she responded, no, not really. I just like to see the beach cleared. And I thought, you know, this is a really lovely gesture. Mm. You know, we were talking earlier about think globally and work locally. So we have a global problem with waste, and particularly plastic, of course, and being washed up on our beaches, actually floating around in the sea and so forth. So what Sandra's doing is, while she's having a walk, is collecting a couple of bags full of rubbish, taking them home and disposing of them.
It's so easy, isn't it?
Yeah. And I thought, wow, how simple is that? Now, Sandra isn't a woman with loads of times on her hands. She's got a full-time job. She runs a home. She's married. She came to the island a couple of years ago because she wanted a better quality of life. She loves the beach. She loves Bembridge. She loves the island. She wants to see it remain like that. So she does her little bit of her own volition. She's not in an organised group.
No.
She's not running a group, but she's just doing it. So she's reached out. And when I said to her, what a great thing, she said, well, I must admit, I get a warm, fuzzy feeling from doing it. So that's my point, Caroline. Mm. It's not just about being self-absorbed. You could do small things.
That's
like,
right.
Like pick up a bit of rubbish, which might just make you feel a bit better about life.
And it's very topical at the moment because I think Theresa May is thinking of putting charges on plastic coffee cups.
Yeah.
In fact, in a couple of weeks' time, we're having a group called Plastic Aware in as guests in the studio to talk about
great
plastics and, you know, how you can use less. But I know on the beach you always see these lighters and it's plastic lids and plastic bottles and things.
Yeah, and what it's doing to our wildlife, we just have no
exactly
no perception. But the point is, although that's not the subject of the day, why I brought it up was because I thought, what a lovely story of somebody just taking control of her own life. She loves the beach. When the weather's nice, she wants to spend time on the beach. She wants to see it looking good. So she collects rubbish while she's walking. It's only a small thing. It might be just like knocking on your neighbour's door and saying, I'm popping to the shops. Can I get you anything? But those little things can take you out of your own sadness.
That's
right. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I know. I mean, my father was in the army and he very much brought me up with the attitude of, you know, there's always somebody worse off than you. And that is true, isn't it? I mean, we can complain, we can moan, but look around, there are always people with a lot more serious problems, whether it's health problems.
The problem is, Caroline, when you're depressed or low, you can't think about that. It is very difficult to think, oh, well, there's somebody worse off than me.
Definitely.
So that's why I say, if you can reach out to help someone, what you're doing is giving a gift. And so if you want to receive, you give, and by giving you are actually receiving, because you receive the reward of feeling good about what you've done. And so that whole thing starts to explode and become a bigger thing for
and it's
you.
Such a simple thing.
Yes,
really,
I believe so.
Right, let's hear from Five Star. This is a track called Rain or Shine, and then we'll talk a little bit more. You might remember the version by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, but that's a band called Arrow and a track called I Love Rock and Roll. And it's just 8 minutes to three now. It's Thursday afternoon, and this is the afternoon show with me, Caroline Diamond, and my special guest, Dana Malecki. And Dana, we're talking about creativity as well as another sort of form of making yourself feel better or being your sort of authentic. I know that sounds a bit I don't like saying that because it doesn't sound quite right.
We refer to it as being true to yourself.
Being true to yourself,
finding your true self, which
Thank
is
you.
Authentic. There's nothing really wrong with that word. And I think creativity, when we sit there having the blues and thinking, you know, oh, life's boring or whatever, we forget about our very own personal creativity. And every single one of us are different, and every single one of us have creativity in a different way. And I think it's about trying to get in touch with your own creativity and not comparing yourself to other people. To say, I'm going to take up drawing, for instance, but I can't draw as good as her, that doesn't matter. The very fact that you've just picked up a pencil and started to draw, get in touch with one's own creativity, can have great, great rewards, particularly if you can hold back from judging yourself. Just let the creativity work through you. My own personal experience with that is that I've never, ever played a musical instrument, and I've always been fascinated by musicians, but I love music. I can't read it. don't know anything about it, but I just love the sound of it, and I'm quite rhythmic, fortunately. So I thought, well, how am I going to express this need to play an instrument? And I also have a love for the drums, any kind of drum, by the way, from Phil Collins to the bongo. And I heard about a drumming group here on the island run by Joe Cordwell. You may have heard of him. He also plays amazing didgeridoo. But he teaches djembe drumming. Now, the djembe is like a big African drum. You know, it stands on the floor, big drum. Anyway, I got really enthusiastic and thought, I'm going to go to this. And I explained to Joe I've never played before, which he said was not a problem. 2 years down the road, now I'm not an expert, but boy, do I have fun going to my drumming
group.
And I feel like I'm a musician of some sort, only through the drum, but I'm a musician. And you know what I find it does for me on a Saturday afternoon when I get to my drumming, if I'm tired or a bit low, a bit depressed, we all get like that sometimes, even though we try and fight it. And sometimes I'm in pain because I suffer with back pain. I can bang away on the djembe and have a fantastic time playing and also interacting with the other people drumming. And after 2 hours, I have no pain. I'm feeling very relaxed. I'm feeling happy. And I go home a different woman. That's what creativity does for you.
So it works for you?
Yeah, it works through the body. Whatever that creativity is, it works through the body and it changes your energy. And it's all about uplifting your own energy in whatever way, whether it's playing an instrument or taking up some kind of art form like art, painting, drawing, writing, poetry. But, you know, creativity comes in so many shapes and sizes.
So would you say try it? Just try different
things.
Yeah,
have a go. Mm. You know, and you know what? There is so much on YouTube to help you. I jumped on YouTube the other day because I want to learn how to do mandalas. They're a drawing form, and I don't draw particularly well, but there's some fantastic tuition on YouTube. So there's no excuse. We don't have to spend money. We can sit there in our own home on the computer, and rather than trawling through Facebook, we can go onto YouTube and maybe learn a new skill.
That's a great tip, because we're really fortunate to have all that at our fingertips.
Yeah.
In terms of research now, you can just Google anything or anybody.
Absolutely.
And it's all there. One of the benefits.
It's the same as, you know, baking or recipes or things like that. You know, if you want to bake a special cake or something, there's someone there demonstrating it, someone teaching you to do flower arranging, whatever. And it needn't cost you anything, you know, but it's getting in touch with your creative side, which everybody has.
Fantastic. And tell me a little bit more about your group, because you've got a meeting coming up. Is it on the
23rd? Tuesday the 23rd, 7 p.m. At Ride Library, Positive Living Group. We have different speakers every month, and where possible I always use speakers from the island. And this month I'm really excited because it's sort of like a new year, new you type of attitude. We've got a guy coming in called Andy, and he likes to be known as Andy from Bamboo Roots, because that's his little YouTube thing that's going on. Andy lives a very alternative lifestyle, but he has recently trained as a personal trainer, and trust me, he looks very fit. He
Fantastic.
Really does. Yeah. And he also follows a vegan diet and alternative lifestyle. In the summer, he and his family, the small children, they camp out on the beach. They live on the beach through the summer. So really inspirational stuff. And
something I think, a bit different.
Yeah, great one to start the year off with. I'm
Excellent.
Really excited.
Right, we're going to have to break for the news now because it's just coming up to 3 o'clock. But thank you very much, Dana, for coming
My
in.
My pleasure.
Sharing your really. Ideas. If anybody really. Wants to get in touch, the best way to contact you Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, Dana Malewski. Yeah,
Great.
That's cool.
Thank you All very right. much. We'll leave with some more music and the news on the hour at 3.
Thank you.